Xavier kept reading. Combined hydrostatic and tectonic pressures could potentially force crust into an elastic or semi-liquid state, allowing lighter elements to fuse into chondral-like structures thought to occur only in space. Corky rolled his eyes. Impossible! Tallon glanced at Corky. Is there any alternative explanation for the chondrils on the rock Dr. Pollock found?
Easy, Corky said. Pollock found an actual meteorite. Meteorites fall into the ocean all the time. Pollock wouldn't have suspected it was a meteorite because the fusion crust would have eroded away from years under the water, making it look like a normal rock.
Corky turned to Xavier.
I don't suppose Pollock had the brains to measure the nickel content, did he?
Actually, yes, Xavier fired back, flipping through the notes again. Pollock writes, I was surprised to find the nickel content of the specimen falling within a mid-range value not usually associated with terrestrial rocks.
Tallon and Rachel exchanged startled looks. Xavier continued reading. Although the quantity of nickel does not fall within the normally acceptable mid-range window for meteoric origin, it is surprisingly close.
Rachel looked troubled. How close? Is there any way this ocean rock could be mistaken for a meteorite?
Xavier shook her head.
I'm not a chemical petrologist, but as I understand it, there are numerous chemical differences between the rock Pollock found and actual meteorites.
What are those differences? Tallon pressed.
Xavier turned her attention to a graph in her notes.
According to this, one difference is in the chemical structure of the chondrils themselves. It looks like the titanium-zirconium ratios differ. The titanium-zirconium ratio in the chondrils of the ocean sample showed ultra-depleted zirconium. She looked up. Only 2 parts per million.
2 ppm?
Corky blurted. Meteorites have thousands of times that.
Exactly, Xavier replied. Which is why Pollock thinks his sample's chondrils are not from space.
Tallon leaned over and whispered to Corky. Did NASA happen to measure the titanium-zirconium ratio in the Milne rock?
Of course not, Corky sputtered. Nobody would ever measure that. It's like looking at a car and measuring the tire's rubber content to confirm you're looking at a car.
Tallon heaved a sigh and looked back at Xavier. If we give you a rock sample with chondrils in it, can you run a test to determine whether these inclusions are meteoric chondrils or one of Pollock's deep ocean compression things?
Xavier shrugged.
I suppose. The electron microprobe's accuracy should be close enough. What's this all about, anyway?
Tallon turned to Corky. Give it to her.
Corky reluctantly pulled the meteorite sample from his pocket and held it out for Xavier.
Xavier's brow furrowed as she took the stone disc. She eyed the fusion crust and then the fossil embedded in the rock.
My God, she said, her head rocketing upward. This isn't part of...
Yeah, Tallon said. Unfortunately, it is.